time for Coffee Talk. I have Madeline Jarvis on the line. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle.
You know what's going on at the Two Harbors Public Library, so share with listeners what you got up your sleeve.
So I have some big news to share.
Ooh.
We are going to be closed Monday and Tuesday next week as we are getting a new circulation desk installed. And this desk is going to be more accessible for the public. It'll be a little bit more appropriate for this internet age that we live in. Our current configuration is from the 80s, and things have changed since then.
Right.
So we're getting a new front desk, and we're getting new computer workstations for the public. So it's going to be 2 days of lots of moving around, lots of help. So we will be closed to the public for those 2 days.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see. That's just going to freshen things up. And, oh, my goodness. That is awesome. Was that funding from anything specific?
Yes. So this is from that Blandon Accessibility Grant.
Oh,
great question, Michelle. So just like we were able to upgrade our public restrooms to exceed ADA standards to make sure our public library is truly available for the public, now we're taking a look at that front desk area, and it's going to feel so good to be finished. Because right now, if you want to use a public computer and you're in a wheelchair, you need to transfer from your chair to one of our chairs. But these public desks will be at the correct height where you can just wheel on in.
Oh, that's so awesome. That is so awesome. And it will probably be more efficient, like you said, technology that, you know, where you're, I'm thinking of the main desk, like where hookups are, and where, so you're not, you know, you don't have all these extension cords and things. It's probably fancy and has built-in adapters or whatever, right?
Yes. So we are still going to be able to help people, though.
Right.
We're always open at twoharborspubliclibrary.com if you need to check out a great new ebook or audiobook.
Oh.
We're also going to be providing curbside hold pickup. So we'll have those directions posted on the library's front door, on the website, and on our Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library. So if you get a notification that your hold is ready and you just don't want to wait until Wednesday, we will be providing curbside hold pickup during our normal business hours of Monday, 9:30 to 5, and Tuesday, 11:30 to 7.
Oh, that's, you guys think of everything. You are so accessible and so, you know, okay, we're closed because we're going to be working our butts off, but hey, we're still going to get you your resources. That's awesome.
We just have a great team, as you well know, Michelle.
Yeah.
So yep. It's been great to work with the team on this plan, and we are just so excited for, well, this time next week will be Thanksgiving, so it is going to be a weird week because we're
right.
Close for Thanksgiving, but we're going to have lots to be thankful for this year at the Two Harbors Public Library.
Oh, my goodness. That's so amazing. So I would imagine that you're going to be closed for Thanksgiving that Thursday then.
Yep, we're going to be. So we're closed Monday, Tuesday for facility updates, providing curbside service during that. Wednesday's going to be our open frenzy day where people are going to come back in, a long weekend, see our new digs. And then we're closed Thursday, Friday for Thanksgiving. And then that next week, we will be back to whatever normal looks like.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome, awesome, awesome. So what else do you got for us?
I also want to mention, we chatted about our new art installation.
Yeah.
From artist Kayla Schlitkin. After her art talk, we added to that art installation. Community members who attended that program were able to create their own art about what rural communities, power of connection, and Two Harbors means to them. And so take a look at that art installation. It's grown just a little bit more, and it is so cool to see the variety of mediums and skills that are there. And that's going to be up through the end of December if this week doesn't work for you.
That is so awesome. So this was like truly a community installation.
Yes, she did such a great job. She facilitated a conversation, and then community members were able to bring their own creativity to the table.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Yay. I'm glad that was a whopping success because that just sounded like a really neat program. So if listeners missed that one, I'm sure you have more great events coming up.
Oh, absolutely. So we're working on our December-January newsletter now. So for our next radio show, we'll be able to break up all sorts of stuff. But we have some mischief up our sleeve for patrons of all ages, including the youngest of kiddos, any adults, all ages crafts. So that's so fun.
And how do listeners get in touch with you at the Two Harbors Public Library, Madeline?
They can give us a call at 218-834-3148. Stop by our website at twoharborspubliclibrary.com or see us on Facebook, Two Harbors Public Library. We're located at 320 Waterfront Drive in beautiful Two Harbors, and we would love to be helpful to you.
That's wonderful. You guys rock it over there. Anything else before I let you go?
I think it's time for some more trumpets. So thank you so much.
You are awesome. All right. If I don't talk to you before that, have a beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. You as well. Take care.
All righty. Yep. Bye, Madeline. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in the first and third Thursday of each month to give us the scoop. Things are just seriously rocking over there. That's just so amazing. Love, love, love it.